Making ear-friendly train tunnels on today's Moment of Science. On our last program, we learned what happens when a train enters a tunnel. The air can't simply be pushed aside. It must rush backward through the narrow space between the train and the tunnel walls to fill the space behind the caboose. This speeding air creates a suction on the train, just like opening the window of a speeding car can suck out maps and paper. This lowers the air pressure inside the train, which can make the passengers' ears go pop. How are trains and tunnels designed to reduce this effect? One way is to try to design a completely airtight train, like an airplane cabin. Unfortunately, this airtight seal is often hard to maintain, especially if passengers want to walk between cars. Another way is to design the tunnels to reduce this effect. If the tunnel's diameter is much wider than the train's, you reduce the piston-like effect, which causes the backward-rushing air in the first place. Ventilation shafts can also help, although it's best if they're designed to do so. If the shafts are too large or too far apart, it can feel like the train is constantly leaving and re-entering the tunnel. The most famous tunnel is the 30-mile tunnel between England and France. 30 miles of air is a lot to push around, so engineers have come up with a clever solution. The tunnel is actually two separate tunnels connected by cross passages. A tunnel train doesn't have to squeeze all that air backward between train and tunnel wall. Those cross passages allow the air to escape sideways into the second tunnel, greatly improving the air pressure inside the train. This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University. Today's program was prepared by Eric Sonstrom, and I'm Don Glass.